It's the Scatcast show every Tuesday for 114 weeks.
Fuck me.
Fuck you indeed, Scatcast, go.
Fat cats, supporters of a podcast that does exist in the shadowy realm of the litter box turd fuckery. Here's our fat cats: Matthew Bernard, Jason Glaser, Donald Fisher, Justin Hooper, Ryan Myers, Joe Lombardi, Shauna Johnson, and a huge cranky fuck to James Liu. Big hug to Michelle Betts, and fuck yeah, Jasper Bergerland. We love all you fuckers. Check out all the bonus content at patreon.com.
I prefer my skits cats fresh as fuck.
Ooh, inside this dumpster fire.
Thanks to Richie Rich Cunts, you can now see inside people's minds. This is what it looks like inside my mind when I'm late. Phone, wallet, Keith.
It takes 8 minutes to get there, and we have 3 minutes to be there.
We're what's known as super fucked.
We're gonna lose everything.
Dude, our car's worth like $10. Calm down.
Phone, wallet, Keith.
Poopies?
Abso-fucking-lutely not, body.
Preparing to start the car.
Wrist is ready.
Poopies. Phone, wallet, Keith. Yeah, we obviously have keys. They're in the ignition.
All right, do we have the wallet? Engine initiated.
Body, do we feel the wallet in the back pocket?
Yeah, my ass hurts.
Preparing to put vehicle into drive.
Phone, wallet, Keith. Do we have our phone?
We should check the phone.
Maybe somebody liked my post.
The phone's on the seat next to us.
Phone, wallet, keys, we got this shit.
We are very late.
Engaging automaticity. Subconscious go.
Now's a good time to pull the dick out.
No, it is not, sex drive.
That tree looks like it has titties.
Yeah, it does.
Initiating change of blood flow.
No, do not start flowing blood to the cock.
I'm getting blood.
No, body, stop it.
We don't want to get to the meeting with a boner.
No, we do not.
I think we should deal with the boner like a blessing.
Semi-chub engaged.
Nice. I vote we have anxiety about the future.
Oh, yeah, I second that.
No, maybe if we listen to some music.
Something from our childhood.
Nostalgiamine receptors preparing for stimulant.
Some Skinner.
I like Katy Perry.
She's probably an Illuminati witch.
Let's listen to the theme song of Airwolf.
Poopies.
God damn it, body.
What? My things hurt.
Not you, other body.
Hungry?
Don't send mixed signals to me.
Our coffee and sugar addictions need satiation.
Hungry?
We don't have time to eat. This meeting is important.
We're gonna forget all the things that we know.
Oh my god, what if we do? What if we say something stupid?
Then we'll embarrass the whole family.
We have arrived at the meeting.
Should we did it?
We have time to pull the dick out.
Reinitiating conscious mind.
Shit, did we bring our notes?
Got him.
You guys think mustard would be good on carpet?
Not now, curiosity.
Oh. I think our nose is filled with boogers.
Redirecting nose-picking digits.
We need to get into the building.
Nose-picking engaged.
Oh, you're hurting me.
Quit being a bitch, body.
Hungry poopies?
Face dingleberries detected.
I say flick them. We don't have time.
Eat it.
No.
Poopies?
Still time for the dick.
Discard the fucking booger and let's go.
Initiating quick sprint.
Oh, my ankle and or hip.
We're experiencing sharp pain.
From just moving?
You moved me wrong.
Poopies. We used to be able to move fine.
We're falling apart.
We're gonna need robot knees.
Nah. If sex robots get really good, will we go extinct from having too much sex with robots?
Not now, curiosity. Why are you in here?
Initiating hallway sprint.
Let's try and regulate temperature.
No, nobody likes a sweaty bitch. And we're both sweaty. Indiana, bitch.
We're gonna do fine. It's okay that we're late.
There's a bathroom right there if we want a dick out.
And that was empiricism at its scienciest.
Yikes, dude.
You know the electrodes they put on my head every day for 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently that's not very good for you at all.
Nice.
But I can't sue him because contract, Steve.
Yeah.
Apparently the law is more of an art than a science.
You're an idiot, dude.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yep.
Inside my mind, I'm a piece of shit, and I'm sorry to my mama.
Science, motherfucker! Okay.
It is done then.
Yeah, your cousin ate the fuck out of him.
Good, good.
I'm only doing this because you found that other Sith holocron and that you'll shove me in it, and I don't want that.
Duly noted.
All right, so what's next?
I need you to go to a jungle moon and oversee the mission.
I'm a force ghost. What am I supposed to do, choke everybody?
Just let things unfold how they will.
Fine.
They should be waking up now.
I'm fucking going.
How much further is it?
I don't know. My Ewok's a little rusty.
Are we on jungle moon again?
There's a lot of jungle moons in the galaxy.
Only on the fuck did you see size of bug.
I think the bugs are the least of our worries here.
I got my new red shirts.
Yeah, they don't seem right.
Croaky fuck.
Yeah, they're a copy of James Luke Fathead.
I see.
That one is wearing underwear on outside the pants.
Yeah, you don't want to make a copy of a copy if you can help
Croaky
it.
Croaky fuck.
I do like their moon boots.
Yeah, you can't even get them to take them off.
I see.
Captain, are you sure that our contact is way the fuck out here?
No, the Craigslist post was very clear.
We're walking walking on a dirt path.
There should be an outpost or something.
Do you feel that?
I feel my stomach rumbling.
No.
Burrito in a tube, I love you.
No, stop. I feel it too.
I don't feel shit. What do you guys think, red shirts? They don't fucking know.
Captain, we're having an earthquake or something.
The ground is pulsating.
Yeah, that's not good. What do you think, red shirts? My sentiments exactly.
Captain, we're going to have to move.
Oh, yeah, the mountain's falling on us.
Get out of the way. Don't be cracky fucking slip.
Look at the dirt over there. It's fucking folding on itself.
Yeah, there's definitely something under the ground.
Oh, fuck me.
It might just be the mole people.
Don't be lighting the slab's castle.
Let's just keep running away from it. Fuck yeah, dude.
No, Captain, something's got its tentacle wrapped around that red shirt.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
That guy's fucked.
Shouldn't we do something?
There's a giant monster underground. What the fuck are you gonna do?
That's fair.
Yeah.
Holy shit, it just sucked him underground.
Fuck me, I just cloned that guy.
Over here, let's hide around here.
Behind the mound of mud.
Oh, we can hide here.
We shouldn't be hiding. We're armed to the teeth.
I'm not. I left my gun on the ship.
On the shuttle?
Yeah.
I think my gun is out of the battery.
Oh, shit.
At least I have this lightsaber.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, it's not working, though.
Okay.
I feel like we all should have maybe double-checked our weapons.
I'm thinking so.
It is hard to get batteries in space.
Looks to me like you're pretty fucked. Who asked you? Goes to DFAB. No one, I'm just here to tell you. Wait, why the fuck are you back?
I found a way to haunt you for the rest of your life.
Oh, super.
Is he talking to imaginary friend again?
Yeah, the ghost of Darth Fabulous.
No, he's back, I guess.
Yeah.
Right, well, we're supposed to find a guy with some drugs around here.
I knew it was fucking drugs.
This is always drugs.
It's sometimes guns.
And illegal animals.
Remember that one time it was pies?
Yeah.
That was surprising.
That was my favorite day.
That was a good weekend.
You two shut the fuck up.
Rocky fact.
At least you two red shirts have weapons, right?
Crocky fucking game.
I'm gonna take that as a maybe.
We are sitting ducks out here for whatever the fuck that thing was underground.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm also pretty sure this mud is poop.
This is definitely poop.
I smell it.
Yeah, you're the one that wanted to hide here.
You're the one that's got us in the middle of a jungle moon.
Because we have a job.
Whatever, that remains to be seen.
Don't light slaves, gas.
Oh shit, the ground is moving again.
Oh damn, I thought that was just my gastrointestinal distress.
There is monster underground.
Yeah.
It's a shitty place to pick up a side job.
I mean, in retrospect, I agree.
Did you not have any information before we took this job?
I mean, I knew it was a jungle moon.
It didn't say anything about underground monsters.
It was TLDR, man.
You're fucking screwed.
Whatever, we're on the run. We need the cash.
This is what you get for being unscrupulous.
You are not the scrupled.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, fuck. There's the monster thing.
Okay, run. Oh, fuck. He's got that red shirt.
No, that's bad. Run fast.
He's got a stupid gun.
Oh.
Yeah. Fuck, we're down two red shirts now.
Crocky fuck.
Yeah, it's not looking good for you, buddy.
Captain, where the fuck is this outpost?
I feel like we should probably see it by now.
Get the shit of bull. You are bull of shit.
Yeah, okay.
There's nothing out here, Captain.
Well, there's a giant, like, sandworm, but under the jungle.
You know what I fucking mean.
You guys seem pretty fucked.
Whatever, DFAB. Can't you help us find the outpost?
Yeah, use your imaginary friend in a constructive way.
Shut up, Lieutenant Bambi.
Crocky fuck.
That's right, you're in danger.
Yeah, you are.
You're not helping Darth Fuckletits.
I haven't heard that one yet.
Captain, don't you have the coordinates or something?
I have the address on Spoogle Maps, but my phone died.
Oh, fuck me.
I know, right? Even with spaceships, nothing. Works.
Wait, over there!
Well, that's gotta be the outpost.
All right, let's go.
Now we better hurry. We're down to one red shirt. Yeah, the sweatiest one.
Wait, Captain, this outpost is abandoned.
Well, maybe it's just a shithole.
Oh, the jungle's grown up all around it.
Yeah, not every species mows their lawn, Lieutenant Bambi.
Oh my god, stop. Look at this shit.
This is pretty dilapidated.
This can't be. It's not like Craigslist has led me astray in the past.
It always does.
I don't even know who uses it still.
Well, calm down.
We can't calm down. There's a goddamn monster under the ground.
Yeah.
Well, technically, there could be more than one.
That does not help.
It's not.
All right, well, that's the address there.
Well, obviously, no one's home.
Man, who's gonna get those drugs to kids on Kinder Doodle 4?
I told you it was for kids.
Fuck you, Captain.
Yeah, yeah, let's at least knock on the door.
Walkie-talkie.
Exactly, twice copied clone of Redshirt James Luke.
There's no way anybody is here.
Whatever, what do I see here? A bunch of buttons.
Oh, fuck.
Let's see if I can at least get the door open.
Or shoot us into a volcano.
Yeah, or that.
Whatever, I love buttons. They are great.
If we can't get in, what are we gonna do?
I'm working my button magic. Just hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, he did it.
Let's get inside before we are killed.
Let's go.
You seem awful quiet about this, DFAB.
No, I just don't give a fuck about you.
Nice.
Well, this place definitely used to be an outpost.
Before it became piece of shithole.
I can't believe I got scammed on Craigslist.
But why? Why are we here?
That one gets it.
Nah, I don't like your tone, DFAB.
Has anyone tried their wave comm?
Then call who? There's no one left on the shuttle.
Call the ship that dropped us off.
What, the space train?
What is up with that?
What is up with that? Space trains are done.
I don't know. Has anyone tried their wave comm?
Yeah, my signal seems to be dead.
Mine is dead too.
Beavis fucking board axles mine.
Rocky fact.
That's just crazy, all alone on a jungle moon.
All right, fucking DFAB, you know something.
Nuh-uh. What does he say?
I think this was a setup.
You certainly have lots of enemies.
Whatever, search these lockers for loot.
What?
Or contraband.
We're stuck on a fucking jungle moon.
Yeah.
With a jungle version of a death worm.
It's still possible it's the mole people.
Don't you like my gas, bitch?
Nah,
we were brought to an abandoned outpost by an ad on Craigslist. We're probably gonna have our kidneys removed.
Oh, shit.
Whatever, DFAB here seems to know something.
I know a fuckload, bitch.
What'd he say? What does he know?
He knows shit, and he thinks I'm a bitch.
Let this fit.
Yeah, I'm on DFAB's side.
Oh, I like this batch.
What do you mean, batch?
Well, Gunner, you should have your memories back.
I do.
So if you think back to the time time that you had a robot cock?
Oh, fuck, I used to have a robot cock. What happened to my robot cock?
What are you talking about?
Wait, I remember that.
You might also want to take a look at the back of that Russian guy's neck.
Now, Slev, come here.
What?
Bring your little skinny gooseneck over here.
What are you wanting from Slev?
Come here.
Get the fuck off of me.
What are you doing?
I don't know yet. He's got a dirty neck.
What?
Have you heard of a shower?
We are being on the run.
You can still wash your ass, buddy. Let me see your neck.
Get off me. What?
What the fuck does that mean?
What is it? Do I have bite of the bug?
No, Slev, you have a barcode on your neck.
What?
There's a good chance you're a clone.
Slev is not fucking clone.
No, wait, I remember something about a tattoo. I used to have a tattoo here.
Yeah, you're probably a clone too. Dun, 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 bam. Eat shit, D-Fab. I don't even know what that means.
Stop talking to your space ghost. Do I have a barcode?
You do.
Let's see if you have one, Captain.
Well, I don't have a robot dick, so I'm pretty sure I got one.
Wait, so we're clones?
Seems like it.
Wow, you guys are taking this pretty good.
Fuck off, D-Fab. I don't know why you're here, but it's nefarious.
Yeah, it is. I'm a Sith Lord, you dipshit.
I don't give a fuck about no shit lords.
It's Sith, motherfucker!
Blow me, ghost of a shit lord.
Captain?
Yes, clone of Lieutenant Sidesep.
What the fuck are we going to do now?
Why would they clone us?
I think we're part of Dr. Shmoggy and his species' dumb web of stupid shit.
You totally are.
If we are clones, are we even real people?
Rocky facts.
Sorry, I don't see you as real people.
Rocky facts.
Yeah, we're probably not real people.
The fuck we're not? I want to get the fuck out of here, I'll tell you that.
Clone of Slev feels same.
Yeah, why are you here, D-Fab?
I'm really on kind of a fact-finding mission.
Oh, yeah, what kind of facts?
Well, Mr. Halifax, D-22.
D-22?
Dr. Shmoggy likes to keep track of the inventory.
The inventory. We're the fucking inventory, aren't we?
You're faster than the other clones.
Has my clone self told you that I fucking hate you?
At one point, yeah, I think so.
Well, I'm doubling down.
Captain, I'm sorry you're possessed with space ghosts, but can we figure this out?
Yeah, let's go through these lockers and find some loot.
I'm fucking serious.
I'm serious, too. My bank accounts probably don't work. I'm a clone. What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
What are these, fake credit cards in my wallet?
It's super elaborate, but it's very dumb.
I don't doubt that.
My whole life is a lie.
Well, I'm fine with it.
I don't give a fuck either. I guess my credit score is back to zero.
Hey, fuck you. Yeah.
Whatever, we're probably gonna die from a giant jungle worm.
Yeah, we should have parked the shuttle closer.
But it was designated parking space.
Why are you paying attention to parking signs on a desolate jungle moon?
Yes, what? Tear each other apart.
Oh, shit. Hold on. D-Fab's getting off on this.
Well, one out of six times you guys start killing each other. Mm. And again, Sith Lord.
I don't like any of this.
What did Space Ghost say?
Let's just not kill each other.
Fair enough.
I don't know. Maybe we have to eat red shirt.
Rocky fact.
Yeah, you're a clone of a clone, so you're definitely not a real person.
Yeah. We're not eating the red shirt.
You and your bleeding heart and your frosty tipped hair.
I haven't had frosty tipped hair in years.
All right, so D-Fab's here, and we're all clones,
Rocky.
Or clones of clones. And I got the red shirt goo at a gas station.
Try and focus, Captain.
It's obvious at this point the Craigslist gig is bullshit.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
I've had good success in past.
Yeah, me too. What's up?
Why are we here, D-Fab?
Because you guys aren't the main dudes.
The main dudes.
Yeah, you're D-22, bitch.
How many me's are there?
Way too fucking many.
Is it like 1,000?
Way too fucking many.
Fuck me, my genes are killing it.
What did he say?
Just stupid shit so far.
Hey.
Also, I'm a legend or something.
Hardly.
You are chosen to be piece of shit.
Shut up, Slev D-22. I'm trying to figure something out.
What?
Why are we here, D-Fab?
Basically, you're kind of like dog food.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's only a handful of clones that Dr. Shmoggy actually cares about, but he wants to make sure that, you know, inventory is kept.
Fuck me, what?
Dr. Shmoggy has a Sith holocron. I'm basically his bitch at this point.
All right, well, good news, guys.
What?
Pretty sure D-Fab is here to make sure that we're dead.
What?
Basically.
This is a huge setup.
What? Why?
I don't know. We're expendable. Why are we marked for death?
What, me?
Yes, the one that knows stuff.
Well, you're all clones of the Chosen One, but not all clones of the Chosen One are equal.
We're supposed to be food for that jungle worm, aren't we?
Mm.
It's probably Dr. Shmoggy's pet or some shit.
A lot of times you do get eaten by the monster.
A lot of times. What the fuck is going on?
It's a time continuum thing. It's very stupid.
What? What is being said?
Seriously.
Not only are we clones, but apparently there's a multiverse fucking element.
There is.
Well, that is fucking dumb.
That is dumb. I hate that.
It's the hip thing to do, though.
That is total blight.
So what does that mean? There's like lots of us?
Way too many.
It seems like someone is setting this up so there can be an infinite amount of stories being told that don't affect the plot line of the main story.
That's cheap as fuck.
That is the bull of shit.
I said it was dumb.
Right, so we're not supposed to survive this.
Oh, tell me you're not talking to us.
I'm literally looking at you.
What do you mean we're not supposed to survive?
We've been marked as dog food.
God,
for the jungle worm.
Mm, I don't think so.
Wait, what does that sound?
Ah, fuck. We're food for one of Dr. Shmoggy's cousins.
It is an outpost with us.
Oh, fuck. Thoughts are hard to kill.
I fucking hate Chief Arch.
Chief Arch?
Yeah, just coined that just a second.
You all say that.
Nope, scratch that. I'm an asshole.
Fair enough.
We don't have any weapons.
Wait, Redshirt, do you have a weapon?
Rocky fact.
All right, it's possible, Redshirt,
Rocky.
That we're going to have to cut your legs off
Rocky.
And use your broken femur bones as bashing weapons.
We're not doing that.
All right, then I guess we just die shitting ourselves.
It's probably probably okay to eat your own chode fungus.
Yeah, Dr. Smokey.
You sneak up on the guy, huh?
Yeah, you're disgusting and it's done.
D22?
Yes, all three of them are no more.
And did Dr. Kruge, PhD, have a good time?
I don't fucking know.
Did he fill out a suggestion card?
I didn't fucking check.
I asked you to check, bitch.
I'm a space ghost. I can't get an email. What the fuck do you want from me?
I'm under a lot of stress. There's this multiverse aspect.
Yes, I know. You're too stupid to see that, yes, you can break things, but no, you're not going to be able to fix them, you dumb shit and fuckheads.
I will put you in the Sith holocron.
Fuck, fine. Who's next?
J420.
Where am I going?
To space prison.
Dumb.
Into the holocron, bitch.
Oh, fuck, fine. I'm going.
And make sure you get their suggestion cards.
Book of Smoker Pack. Rise of Dark Smokia.
Hey, Script Keeper here. Before we get to a brand new Liam the Monster Hunter, I wanted to let you know next week we're releasing the Battle Scat Metal Challenge card.
Okay.
It's the second metal card of the Scat card series.
Right.
And in this case, you will have your name engraved in the fucker.
No, thank you.
There's some other cards as well.
Follow me.
It's the only merch we're coming out with in the whole month of March, and we're going to run it until April 2nd.
Yeah, I'm not writing that down.
If this is something you want to participate in, it should be a blast.
Doubt it.
And you know how beautiful the last card turned out.
I do not recall.
Not only will there be a Metal Challenge card,
right,
but other cards, Steve, including a gold foil for the VIPs.
Ugh.
And you'll get your name on the back of that.
Okay.
At least that's a plan. More details throughout the week.
Don't care.
Pre-orders start next Monday and end Tuesday, April 2nd.
Sweet.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program. Liam the Monster Hunter. Liam
the Monster Hunter. Liam the Monster Hunter. And so we return to the Wizard War of the World, and South Demon God City has declared war on Hopetown and the Bloodbat Kingdom simultaneously. And Liam and Albus have found themselves leading the South Demon God City army. But into what?
That sucks, a dick ran away.
Well, now you've got a nice new horse that doesn't talk.
Yeah, you don't shit-talk the human hierarchical structures, do you, girl?
No, you don't. Where the hell are we?
I don't know. Robert.
Yes, General Biggerstaff.
Where are we?
We're getting ready to cross into the Halloween forest, sir.
Oh, shit.
I don't think we're gonna be able to make enough costumes for everyone.
Definitely not.
I wonder what Barfield's up to.
Where it is, he's part of the South Demon Guard City Underground.
Yeah, that's probably where Dick is.
Oh, for sure Dick joined that shit.
Fuck, we should go around the Halloween forest.
That will add multiple days to our journey, sir.
Yeah, we don't want to march right through the fucking Halloween forest, dude.
Seriously, we've done it.
Sir, the men are hungry.
Oh, yeah, when's dinner?
I think we have to delegate these things.
All right, let's do dinner. What do we got?
Sir, the food wagon is down to minimal rations.
Well, that won't do. Let's get some food going.
He's saying we don't have any food.
That's correct, sir.
Well, where does food come from? Make more of it.
We didn't bring enough food for the journey.
All right, well, how many extra horses we got? Whoa, there. Not you, girl. You're my horse.
We're not feeding the soldiers horse meat.
That wouldn't be a good idea, sir.
Well, according to this blanket Marnia map available at skagcast.com,
it's very soft.
It is very soft. But according to this map, we're not that far away from Choden.
Maybe a day's ride.
Well, let's buy some food there.
Liam, we have like 10,000 guys.
And the horses, sir.
Well, send some of the wagons to Chodenburg.
I think they're actually against Father's War.
This fucking sucks, Amerigo Vespucci.
It's obviously Dick Winker, and it's part of being a general.
This is your idea. I just wanted to be a prince.
Liam, Father was going to leave us in the dungeon for months.
No.
Don't you remember the hot pokers?
Yes, I do.
This was the only way.
Right, and we're going to betray him in the end, right?
Keep your fucking voice down, you dumb fucking idiot.
Oh, right, yeah. We were going to betray him, though, in the end, right?
About the food wagon, sir.
Well, send some of our fastest horses to Chodenburg and see if they'll sell us some shit.
Right away, sir.
And Robert, can't we just hunt for shit?
I assume so, sir.
Well, have some cunts do that.
Yes, sir, right away.
What are they supposed to hunt around here, spoopies?
I don't know, there's gotta be some deer or something.
Like a possessed psycho deer.
Whatever, I'm pretty good at this delegational.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably why I'm the chosen one.
Oh, really?
What the fuck are we doing?
Oh, hey, Talking Tail, you're awake. I guess I forgot to take my medicine.
What the fuck? How long have I been out?
Well, since we got to Demon Guard Cities, where I got the pills, about 3 weeks.
What the fuck? I feel like shit.
Yeah, this medicine's supposed to make you fall off.
What?
Yeah, I went to a witch doctor while you were sleeping.
You're killing me?
I mean, you could look at it like that, I guess.
Yeah.
Just 1 second, I'm going to take this pill.
No.
I feel bad for him.
I feel bad every time he looks at me, wipe my ass.
Fair enough.
Can you believe we're the head of an army?
Well, it's all because our father's a psycho on a power trip.
Yeah, but dude, look at this armor.
It's pretty badass.
I think maybe we shouldn't betray Father so we can be princes.
What Father is doing is illegal, yeah, forbidden, and evil.
Right, but what we get out of it's pretty good.
What, an empire of pigeon shit?
Father's plan is to take over all of Southern Marnia.
So we can be the princes of Aswind and New South Dork.
Well, Port Dix is pretty nice.
Liam, when we get to the Bloodbat Kingdom, we need to try and negotiate peace.
With vampires.
Yes, we've been at peace this whole time.
You know those vampire cunts pick off some of us every once in a while.
That's probably true.
We're their food.
I said that was true, but we gotta negotiate anyway.
Dude, I'm a slayer.
Dude.
At heart, I'm supposed to kill monsters.
Well, we're marching an army of tough guys to their doorstep.
You know, we could just do what Father asked.
And wage war in the Vampire Kingdom?
And become princes of South Marnia.
Liam.
We're like certain to have nicer apartments.
We just need to try and negotiate.
Yeah, didn't we start the war?
That means we can end it.
That's stupid, dude. We're gonna look like assholes. We should at least attack him for like a day or two.
What's wrong with you?
I have both mommy and daddy issues.
God damn it.
And so while Liam and Albus discuss the weird situation they're in, we head back to South Demon God City, where Barfield, Dick, and the Hobbits have stuck together.
This is a pretty shitty place to hide out to ski.
Well, I think it's nice.
It's a horse stable.
But it's cozy and has three walls.
You just shit right there.
Yeah, you just shit to
I'm a horse. What do you want me to go sit in an outhouse?
Yeah, maybe one of guys.
Yeah, one of guys.
Seriously.
Whatever. So anyway, like I was saying about the government, I hate it.
We know.
Yeah, we heard you.
You're insufferable.
Seriously.
Well, look, if Liam's not going to brush me, yeah, then it's probably high time we overthrow the power structure of Southern Marnia.
I've gathered some of my pigeon children that are still loyal to me.
That's fucking stupid. Yeah, that sounds dumb as fuck.
But they're fierce warriors.
They weigh like a pound.
They took over their city.
Because they buried it in their poop.
Yeah, they just shits it.
Yeah, there was shits everywhere.
Yeah. Should we be agreeing with the foodses?
Yeah, that's probably not good.
You heard him call me foodses, right?
Look, ever since my wife turned evil.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Oh, Jesus. What's
this? Oh, this middle-aged human man that's also a pigeon is married to an owl.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since she turned evil, I wanted nothing more than to destroy that fucking wizard.
Right, that makes sense. Plus, he's corrupt and destroying Southern Marnia.
Yeah, also, that's a...
So I partnered with an underground rebellion.
Is that where you've been going on Tuesday nights?
Yeah.
All right, I'm in. When do I get to throw my own shit at people?
And so we head back to the outskirts of the Halloween forest, where Albus and Liam are camping with their South Demon Guard City Army, when Albus receives a communication on his crystal ball.
Hello, Father.
Yeah, how's it going?
Oh, hey, Papa.
Don't call me that.
We've reached the outskirts of the western part of the Halloween forest.
Good, attack the Bloodbat Kingdom at dawn.
At dawn, we're like 3 days away.
Well, then in like three dawns.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, the morale of the men's actually pretty low.
And we've already run out of food.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah, we've already discussed eating some of the horses.
Hunger puts a fire in your belly. Attack in multiple dawns.
Father, I want you to know I'm going to try and negotiate with the Bloodbat Kingdom.
The fuck you are? Destroy them.
I don't want to.
Man, knew you'd betray me.
According to the records of South Demon Guard City, yeah, Bloodbat Kingdom hasn't attacked them for like 10 years.
Yes.
And that's pretty good for Marnie.
That is pretty good.
You do as you're told.
I am first going to try and negotiate.
But the fucking vampire?
Yes.
The ancient vampire lord of Bloodbat is a huge dick. He's not going to listen to you.
I can't just wage war without talking to him.
I knew you'd fuck me over. Damn it.
Oh, calm down, Papa.
Shut the fuck up with that shit.
Oh, sir.
Father, you've gone mad with power.
You were so getting thrown back in the dungeon.
Not me, though. I get to be a prince, right?
Both of you.
Oh, no fair.
Fair? I'm the guy that turned Barfield's wife against him with a spell.
Yeah, that was a dick move, Dad.
She's still the cutest little owl in Marnia.
Oh, yeah, easily. That's not to say you're not an attractive owl, Belvedere. I'd say you're like a 7. Or a 7.5.
Enough of this shit.
Don't try and stop me, Father.
Oh, fuck that. Into the dungeons with you.
I'm gonna negotiate peace, bitch.
And I'm gonna summon the giants of Zarnia to fuck you up.
I just like the idea of being a prince so my girlfriend will touch my wiener.
Goddamn, you're a simp, dude. Liam the Monster Hunter. Liam
the Monster Hunter. You know, pissing on these Smurfs makes me not even care that our dad's the most evil dude in Marnia.
It puts things in perspective, doesn't it?
I don't fucking know.
It's the little things that counts, brother.
Is that about my dick?
No, aim for the hospital.
Oh, yeah, feel the hot stream.
Let my liquid molten waste melt your little Smurfy flesh.
You know, Albus?
What?
Even though it sounds pretty good to be a prince and all.
Oh, right.
I don't really want to do all this shit.
You're fucking up my concentration.
No, seriously, I set out to become a slayer.
Right, which you sucked at.
And then I became a wizard.
And you cannot bend your fucking knees.
We've been in battles with orcs and psycho pigeons. Now multiple wars.
Please notice I'm trying to get fucked up here.
I have a talking tail, which is dying, which is nice. And I've got glowy parts.
What is your point?
It means we don't have to do this, dude. We can just walk away.
Our father waged war on the fucking world, dude.
What are we supposed to do about it? All I can do is kill squirrels.
And erase souls.
This is just dumb. I want to go back to being a slayer.
Liam, you're the chosen one, and you're probably destined to kill our father.
That's fucking not good. I just found out he was my father.
Well, you probably have to kill him.
I said Marnia's fucking dumb.
The Monster Hunter, the Wizard War of the Worlds.
Now it's time for some weirdly deal.
And back to the Lilac City, home of the blah 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 where they blah blah blah. This is like episode 8 of season 3. And I think the LCNB are trying to win worst lyrics of all time. And they might have nailed it on this one. Let's blah blah blah.
Oh, hey, X.
Hey, Rooster, what are you doing just standing here?
I'm supposed to be quiet while Bones is doing his drum lessons.
Why the fuck are there chitrin inside our rehearsal space?
Keep your voice down.
Why the fuck are there chitrin in here? There's naked boobies on the wall.
Well, first of all, again, Bones is teaching a drum lesson.
Right, in our rehearsal space.
Yes, and if you look around, there's stickers on all the boobies.
What the? Those are my posters.
Yeah, we tore a couple
you
of them.
Son
just be quiet. Bones is almost done.
Right. Okay, you guys want to see what that sounds like on a kid?
Yeah.
You guys practice every day. You guys can do this too, okay?
Okay, Mr. Bones.
Okay, you might want to plug your ears or something.
Hey, Mr. Bones?
Yeah?
I have to potty.
Okay. I don't know how to help you.
Okay.
If you just practice mama, papa, like I taught you, you can do this, okay?
Yeah.
Just mama, papa, that's it. Mama, papa.
Wow. Yay. That's loud.
Yay, Mr. Bones, I stopped a poopy.
Can you guys leave now?
This is weird.
Well, I was thinking about having my own guitar lessons here, dude.
What the fuck for?
So I can have a job that's still music, obviously.
You're not even that good at guitar.
I could teach beginners.
Oh, yeah.
I could.
Do you know musical theory?
Fuck no.
Do you know the names and placements of the notes on the fretboard?
No, that would stifle my creativity, dude.
Do you know the names of chords?
I know this is a chord.
Why the fuck do you think you could teach people how to play guitar if you don't know how to name anything?
Knowing the names of things is not knowing the thing, dude.
Fair enough.
Hey, guys, the kids are gone. Let's get ready and play.
I'm ready.
I'm ready, dude.
Where's Toby?
I saw him sitting in his car eating Uncrustables.
He had a weird look in his eyes.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, well, I gotta cut practice short because sex with my girlfriend.
That's cool. I just want to show you guys a new song.
Right, you sent me the demo.
Well, it's a work in progress, dude, but I think it's a hit.
Okay.
I heard the dog bark, and here comes Toby, I think.
Oh, here he is.
What the absolute hell?
What's up, Toby?
What's up, Bones? There's a bunch of chitrin in your front yard raising a ruckus.
Bones teaches drum lessons now.
I put stickers on my posters of boobies.
Well, not the booby posters.
I'm right.
I told him to get out of here.
Well, I'd say they're lollygagging.
Okay.
I was thinking about teaching guitar lessons too, Toby.
You mean you're gonna take lessons?
Right.
Don't talk, Flubby.
Sorry.
I was gonna teach kids like Bones is.
Oh,
you see, Bones is actually proficient at his instrument.
Dude, I've written like 400 songs.
And they all start in a key of E or D.
Those are the metal keys.
Your songs all start in E and D too.
Yeah. And when was the last time you brought a song to the table, Axe?
It takes time to craft music.
Dude, I shit out like 4 songs last week.
Yeah.
Was that about my Uncrustables?
What? No.
Good, I don't wanna hear it.
Alright, well anyway, I printed off lyrics for the new song. Here you go, Axe.
This better not be a song about Donkey Kong.
It's called The Sandbox of Souls.
Really?
Yeah, dude, it's deep.
It doesn't feel that deep.
The world is a sandbox with our souls in it.
Yeah, that feels antithetical to deep.
That sounds shallow as shit.
Whatever, a lot of the lyrics are just placement lyrics for me to write stuff later.
Oh, here we go. More shit about Tom Selleck's chest hair.
No, come on.
It's not another werewolf song, is it?
It's Wolfman and No.
Good, I'm sick of those.
You guys want to play or what?
Yeah, dude, let's do it. Here you go, Toby. Here's lyrics for you.
I don't need them.
Dude, you gotta do harmonies.
Well, I'm just gonna yell my dick off.
Wait a minute, what is this lyric here?
Dude, it says, beneath your toes, beyond the known, the lava fucking grows.
Wouldn't it be lava flows?
No, it's deeper than that, dude. It's like, where does the lava come from? Where does it grow?
That's fucking dumb.
I'm with Bones.
Shouldn't it be lava flows?
No, that's cliche as shit.
I don't think lava grows.
It's gotta come from somewhere.
I think Rooster might be a dumbass.
Right? Shut up, Toby.
No, he's not wrong.
Here, Bones, I wrote some lyrics for you so you can sing some backups, too.
Well, I'm like Toby, I'll just scream my ass off.
No, I need your falsetto, dude.
And I'll BG my ass off, fine.
Yeah, dude, BG that shit.
Why is there even lava mentioned in the song?
Because it's deep, dude. It's deep in the earth. Earth. It's core shit.
What the fuck does that mean?
I think Rooster thinks that being deep is actually in the ground.
Well, it's a metaphor, dude. No,
okay, dumbass.
Knock it off. Let's just play.
Do you want me to double kick this?
I'll double kick the shit out of it, Bones.
Okay.
All right, count it off, Bones.
Quit your noodling.
Just warming up my fingers.
Stop noodling.
All right, all right.
Count it off, Bones.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Fresh ground circus meat.
Fucking useless, it's useless. You have a business, my business.
treats. We nailed it.
Did this song say sweet paste, meaty treats?
No, that's just a placeholder.
A placeholder makes me want to punch myself in my brain.
All right, better lyrics later.
Whatever,
let's run through it again.
All right.
But this time, Axe, try to pretend you're good at bass.
Fuck you.
And that's all for today from the Lilac City. I told you it was bad, didn't I? Oh, wait, no, I said blah, blah, blah. We'll see you next blah, blah, blah.
From California, favorite human in the world and wife to me, Mrs. Scriptkeeper!
Yep, love of my life right there.
And starting at Shitbox Wizard, from Indiana, Donald Fisher! And starting at Discord Dookie Slayer, from Ohio, Chris Brooks!
Chris Brooks.
And starting at Scatcast Quartermaster, from Texas, 900-time Time Suck Trivia Champion, Bodhi Saliata!
That's right, Bodhi Saliata.
Dipshit Files researcher. Also starting at Button Pusher, Steve the Button Pusher guy.
That's right. And then we have, you know, Tim the intern who sucks.
Yep, that's right. That's good on you. Info at scatcast.com. Scatcast.com for merch. Yes, Tim sucks. Patreon.com/scatcast to help us. $5 a month gets you the inside scooper, which gets you all sorts of extra shit. And as always, we'll talk at you in the future. It'll seem like the present. Bye.
One port pool.
It's done as fuck.
Yep.
Bing, bong,
fooey.